Hello.
Hi, Kenty. I thought you would enjoy that. I invited a couple over for dinner. Well, my partner and I did a long time ago back in Denver, and they brought over little cakes made in flower pots. Anyway, Corbett, I looked her up, and she was apparently the head of the Neiman Marcus restaurant attached to the store, and it's called the Grand Dame of Texas Cuisine. So perhaps that gives you a little bit of an insight. But yeah, I suppose you could be the Grand Dame of Texas Cuisine chalkboard. It'd be rather interesting. Ooh, Wendy. Anyway, the hairbrush thing too. Yeah, I heard that last week as well, before you like exerted it and thought that was pretty bizarre. I don't know. First I thought he was like, he's gonna sodomize this kid with the hairbrush, but no, I guess he just beat them with it, so child abuse. Doesn't always, happen as you think it will. So then again, we don't know really what the surprise was with the hairbrush. Perhaps it was that the kid thought he was going to be beaten, but instead something much worse happened. Anyway, okay. Thanks for doing the show. I enjoy it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Hello.
Hey, Kenty. This is Johnny. Good, nice show. A couple of comments about your comments about breast cancer and treatment. You said that, why doesn't the woman just get her breast cut off and be done with it, rather than, have a lumpectomy and radiation and try to preserve the breast? Just cut it off. And then you said that that's what you said. And well, my point, I have a couple of points. And the first point is that mastectomy alone versus lumpectomy and radiation have the same, or they have equivalent survival statistics. So you can't say that the mastectomy is a better treatment for breast cancer than lumpectomy plus radiation. And as far as chemotherapy goes, chemotherapy is administered based on the size of the tumor, if it's larger than a centimeter, or if there are positive lymph nodes. So you can have a mastectomy plus chemo, or you can have a lumpectomy plus radiation plus chemo, and that is also equivalent treatment. My other point is to put your comment in a little bit more personal perspective is this. If you had penile cancer, would you want the surgeon to just remove just a little bit of the penis where the cancer is, or would you like to have him cut your dick off? Think about that one. Okay, Kenty, bye. Hey, Kenty, Johnny. I wanted to add one more thing about to my previous call of this morning about breast cancer, and that is the point that I think maybe you were trying to make is that breast cancer patients tend to wear their diagnoses like a badge. You're talking about I survived. And it's true. Working in that environment, I've seen it over and over and over again. And in fact, one of my friends, a female oncologist, who actually doesn't work with us anymore, said that she didn't like to treat breast cancer patients because of that, because they were just a little mashuga, They weren't like other cancer patients. They were badge wearers. So anyway, I just wanted to add that last bit. Okay, bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Hello.
Hey, Kenty, it's Tim. I'm a little late with this voicemail, but I thought I'd call in anyway. You were talking about how there was some kind of issue on Facebook or something about someone posting and posting and posting, and some other podcasters took some kind of offense to that and told her what's what, and you got kind of in the crossfires of that. I don't know about you, but I don't think that other people should really tell other people how to act online. I mean, it's kind of like a TV show. If you don't like what's on, then turn it off. If you don't like this person on Facebook doing all this stuff, then unfriend them or whatever, or block them. That's just my opinion. But, you know, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, it all ends up the same in the end. And as you like to say, if people disagree with you, well, they can go fuck themselves, you know? Anyway, I really found your talk about the parasite and cat poo really interesting. Now, are you saying that people's cats cause them to be assholes? Because I might be in trouble. Well, I'm full of shit, but not cat shit. So maybe I'll be okay. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, I love your social topic discussions. They're so enthralling. I can't wait for the next flout, if you will. Anyway, have a great week, Kinty, and I'll talk at you later. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.